Consequence Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Longtime No See the Podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
We have entered the most magical time of the year. We go through day by day, hour by hour, step by step, through Barry Corder's picks today on the What Podcast. Who will he see? How long will his back last? How many hips will be replaced? It's a day celebrating Barry Corder and his Bonnaroo picks. The What Podcast, Lord Taco, Brad Steiner. It starts right now. You're always trying to do your best. Don't worry about what happens next. Cause it never ends. We just begun. We crash into the setting sun. Barry Corder Day on the What Podcast. Welcome back in, kids. Taco, BC, how's everybody?
Hi.
Doing hey, boys. Great.
Doing hey, great.
Boys.
Hey, boys.
Could I trouble all of our graphic design friends to throw us, you know, a bone and give us some Barry Corder content of Hey Boys and The Last Boy Scout? Could maybe even whip up an I Am Bonnaroo t-shirt. Hey Boys, Barry Corder t-shirt, perhaps.
Guys are killing me. You're killing me with this. Trying to move on.
Barry.
Trying to move
Barry
on.
Barry Corder doesn't understand that the great jokes in this world are the ones you hammer into the ground forever.
Ride that pony till it dies.
I'm sorry?
I get it. You heard
got it.
Me.
Plus,
got it.
We can't move on. It's Barry Corder Day.
It is Barry Corder Day. We celebrate all things that are Barry Corder today. On Barry's picks. Very excited to hear Barry's festival 2023 Bonnaroo. The thing that is interesting about this year is we're doing it a tad early. We're doing it sans schedule. So we don't really know the schedule yet, but we're going to go ahead and get Barry's picks because we have a pretty packed few weeks as we lead up to Bonnaroo. The first thing that I want to get off the plate here is more news about the Super Jam. Two straight weeks of Super Jam news, and I think the one that got us all, the eye-popper, was Hanson on the Farm, kids. 40-year-old men singing Mbop. Yep. I can't wait.
Yep. Seriously, what was your thought when you saw that?
I loved everything about it.
I know. Me too. My 33-year-old son was a huge Hanson fan. And
I'm sure he loves you saying that out loud.
Yeah, it won't embarrass him, and here's why. It doesn't embarrass me. I love a good pop song. Just because it gets overplayed on the radio has never been too much of a turnoff for me.
Hey, but, one of the great shows is Carly Rae Jepsen. I secretly wanted Carly Rae on the Farm.
I mean, you know, I grew up with the Monkees. There's no better pop artist than the Monkees, and that's all it was. So. I think 80,000 people on the farm singing Mbop is
well.
Gonna
there
be
are not going to be 80,000 people at the Super Jam.
I may overstate
just a tad,
but we'll see.
Just a
we'll
tad.
See what happens. But you also got Victor Wooten, who is amazing. There's not a better bass player on the planet right now. Wolfpack and our man Devin.
Yeah,
it yeah, we said last week that while I don't know a lot about Corey doing a lot, Corey Wong doing some of the research, the guy knows what he's doing. He knows how to put together this kind of an act. So
yeah,
I imagine we will be.
Yeah, I'm excited about the sort of mini reunion of the Wolfpack. Because the one thing about that band that is so surprising is that if you ever like watch videos of them, none of them look like they sound. You know that old thing that we said about St. Paul, and you know he looks like my accountant, and you would never have put the look of him to the sound of him. Wolfpack is the exact same way. I mean, I was actually pleasantly surprised. Whereas originally, when I was like, "Oh, Corey Wong, interesting." The actual group that they put together is quite fun. I wonder if, like, not only do they do Mbop, but they do something completely off the reservation, you know, and all of a sudden they go into, like, a Lynyrd Skynyrd track or something. Something completely bizarre that only would make sense for, like, not make sense, but only would be funny if Hanson did it.
I'm betting we don't get a full, you know, 3 or 4 minutes of Mbop.
Oh, come on. Don't do that to me.
Something funny, you know. It'd be funny.
Why have Hanson there if you only do 90 seconds of Mbop?
Wouldn't it be funny? That would be funny, though, to start that and then go into Freebird or something, you know, that you wouldn't expect from them.
That's another Little Dicky moment.
Well, no, that's not what I meant at all. That was terrible.
Well, I mean, he started to play the song and then just, you know, stopped.
And then
just, said, what would he say? It's an 8-minute video, guys. What do you expect?
I want the whole song.
That's not what I want. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I came here for.
One song, anyone wants.
Exactly.
No, guys. They're here to get see me get naked, okay? No, they're really here to see my wang.
Yeah, they're here for my hype man.
Yeah.
My hype man do 20 minutes. That's what they came for.
I mean, honestly, what a great name for a band, Hype Man. We might as well just...
It is a good name.
I love it. I'm really... I have always said that the things that I love about Bonnaroo are these bizarre bookings that sound ridiculous on paper. Hanson's one of them. You know, Kenny Rogers back in the day. I still think that will work on the farm is Hootie the Blowfish. I mean, I want these kind of Korn. Look at Korn and how exciting it is to just think about the idea of Korn being there. We all saw the Limp Bizkit thing, you know, last year.
Did you ever think you'd see Korn and Hanson at the same festival?
Yeah, right. I know. I think it is really, really unique, and I'm all in on it. I want more eye-poppingly goofy bookings like that.
I'm just trying to figure out what Devin and Victor Wooten could do together.
Devin can do everything. Two. I mean,
so can Victor. I mean, that's what I mean. I hope they allow that. Some sort of partnership to happen.
Look, I'm putting every dollar I have on Devin doing what's going on because he does it at every show. I mean, he did that entire Marvin Gaye album. So, Devin can run the gambit of anything that you throw at him. When you get to, you know, we get to the Brad picks, Devin Gavillion is going to be top of my list.
Oh, yeah.
Because that show was so good at the Mercury Lounge a couple weeks ago.
I got to see Victor at a luncheon. He was a special guest. He was here to perform as a fundraiser, and they did a luncheon, and he did about a 10-minute thing, maybe 15, and he did Amazing Grace on the bass, and it was incredible, just incredible. So that alone is worth, plus Hanson, plus Devin. Yeah, I think it's an interesting super jam.
Yeah, I'm actually quite excited about it. Do you think it is better at this point of the whole calendar? Do you think it's better than what you saw with Jack Antonoff, or do you think it's on par?
I think it's, for me, it's better.
Yeah, why is that?
Who was the host? It was John Hall, right?
Yeah, we always come back to
Billy Idol and Larry Graham. That was the high water one for me. You know, again, Larry Graham and Victor Wooten are certainly equals as far as a bass, but I don't know. The Hanson thing is such a wild card.
Well, I mean, it fits with what Jack did with Carly Rae last year, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same sort of playbook. I mean, when I look at this year's Super Jam versus last year, it feels almost, you know, pound for pound, sort of exactly what they tried to do last year with it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And like I said, the Hansen will probably get a lot of, you know, I don't know, giggles from some people because they were a, you know, a teen youth pop band, but they were good at it, is what I'm going to maintain. Even when my son was singing it, you know, every day, all day, I was like, that's a good pop song. Yeah. Just leave it at that. You know?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
I'm sort of low key now. I'm thinking about it. I'm sort of low key upset that I didn't see the Jack Antonoff Super Jam last year because I forgot all about Britt Daniel being there. Britt Daniel did two songs. Carly Rae did two songs. Japanese Breakfast did two songs. You know, if they follow the same sort of formula, Hanson's going to do two songs. It's going to be Mbop and something. And I want to start rolling the dice and start taking chances of guessing what song that's going to be. Do you know another Hanson song? Okay.
Yeah, is there one?
No. I mean, I bet if I heard it, I would know it, but I couldn't name it. No.
That's hysterical. No. If you play me some Hanson songs, let me see if I know any of these. I do not. I promise you, I do not.
Yeah. Well, I know they had, when they got, you know, older, early 20s, I think they put out an album that got pretty good reviews, if I remember right, so...
I'm sure they did. Said, it's not, but did you not, listen
not,
to any of them?
Not exactly the novelty. Act. No, okay. But not because I'm, you know, turned my nose
no,
up.
No, me neither, but it's just not something I you know, put on no, and draw a no, bath no. to.
I'm afraid to ask. What do you put on
Skrillex.
And draw a bath to?
It really relaxes me.
That's funny.
All right, well, let's cover that in the weeks ahead. But I want to get in on these picks. You teased us last week with something that we would not expect. So I want to go day by day through Barry Corder's schedule and see who Barry's. I'm worried about your back. I'll be honest with you. You got some new mechanical issues happening in that body of yours, and I'm hoping the machine holds up.
Yeah, it's better. It can't be worse, right? You remember sitting in the remember sitting in the field for Bass Nectar.
Yeah,
had to find me a chair. That's all fit.
Okay. Well, I just worry that we're gonna have to like 10-man you and oil you throughout the day.
I've got an oil port on my hip.
Hey boys, come check out my oil port.
Yeah. Who's oiling Barry? Who drew the short straw?
I did it yesterday. It's not my turn.
Who's oiling Barry? Who pulled the oiling Barry card today? God, that's fantastic.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Do Yeah, I was thinking you were talking about it. We don't have the schedule yet, and our friend Brian Stone, who does the laminated schedule, mine especially on Friday and maybe even some of the other days, there's going to be a big whited out area that just says nappy. So it's just going to be the reality.
Yeah, excuse me,
because there's going to be some late night.
Yeah, as if it was on the schedule, little nap.
Yeah, little nap.
Little nap.
L-I-O.
All right, let's start Thursday. Barry Corder arriving early on a Thursday.
Here's the other thing. Let's preface some of this. This is maybe my first year, and I've been going since 07, where I pretty much know who I'm going to see. I mean, I have specifics almost each day. You know, where normally we like to talk about don't know this one, don't know that one, learning a little bit. But each day I pretty much have some specifics. And then the more I think about it, I'm thinking I might wander over to like the Who and some of the smaller ones and just.
We kind of did do this backwards. We should have done Bonner Roulette first. And actually listen to things that we haven't heard before we started doing our schedule, huh?
But I know there are specifics. Don't miss, don't miss acts. And then I think I want to try to, discover somebody small coming up that I haven't seen before. Okay. But that's my plan for now. But going through Thursday. There aren't going to be a lot of surprises on this for me, except for the one. And the one I'm almost as excited about as I've ever been about anybody.
Oh, wow. Okay. I can't wait to get there.
I know. Zed's dead, for sure. Abraham Alexander, I've heard a little bit about, got a little bit of interest there. Big Frieda.
So let me stop you there with Abraham Alexander. In my business, every format, I'm an alternative, and there's also a format called AAA, where it's adult album alternative. It's a little older demos and singer-songwriters. Well, every format sort of like gets together in a convention sort of way. And this week is the non-com convention. So it's a lot of non-commercial radio stations and AAA radio stations. And Abraham Alexander played at this convention and by all accounts was the star coming out of this week. To the point where I saw this morning, I don't know, three, maybe four different Instagram stories of people crying at the Abraham Alexander show. That's how good and impactful he is. So great pull on that one, Barry, because that's going to be one of those guys that I think you come back with and say, I think I just found him. I found my new guy.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to make the point of earlier. This year feels like there's a bunch of people way at the top of my list that are for sures, and then it feels like I want to go find, as we said before, the Courtney Barnett, who we discovered on a Thursday night, or Bahamas in my case, which has become a favorite. So I've got my must-sees, and I've got my I want to go discover and hope they're as good as I think.
All right.
And then there's always, the middle, but definitely going to, because of some of the late night stuff, there'll be a lot of pacing. Okay. There'll be some
little naps. Then you going to Big Frieda?
Yep, I want to see it.
Yeah, my man.
Yep. And
I'm just going to tell you, I don't have a lot of faith in Barry enjoying it. bounce music is an acquired thing. And the first time you see it, you think that, the sound is off. You think the speakers are broken. You think that, why are they screaming all the time? What are they doing? It becomes a little jarring to the senses at first, especially for a guy like Barry. But being in New Orleans, seeing it, I don't know, every 3 days, I'm so accustomed to it now at this point where it's secondary.
Yeah, okay. You have this perception of me that I don't understand.
Well, because I've seen it.
You've never seen me bounce?
I have never seen you bounce. I mean, maybe if we hit a pothole, yes, you would start bouncing, but I've never seen you voluntarily bounce.
It can happen. And then CVC is another one that came from... I don't remember if it was a Discord, but a listener to the show recommended them, and I like what I heard so far. I haven't dove deeply into it. Diarrhea Planet, of course. J.P. Sachs is maybe a walk by. It may be a little too mellow for me. Mm-hmm. But I like it well enough. And then I think that's pretty much it for the Thursday.
No Diarrhea Planet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I said
okay.
that. Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I was about to say.
Yeah, that's...
He did say it.
Did you? Okay.
I thought
okay.
I did.
Yeah, he said it.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And the rest of them are, you know, discoveries. Nobody else yet that.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna put this out in the atmosphere. I'm not trying to sway the jury here, Barry. These are your picks, and you get to live and die on this cross of yours that you are on. But I'm putting in a note for Angel Saint Queen. Because that is the band of my former...
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah, Becca Castle.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it.
Oh, yeah, Becca.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
So Becca did like a college internship at the radio station in Chattanooga, and I've said this to her, I've said it to anybody, listen, she is a superstar, the best intern, the best person to ever come through that building. That girl is going to... whatever she does, she's going to do it incredibly well, and she's got a brand new band, Angel Saint Queen, that's now in the Bonnaroo lineup and doing really well in Nashville. So not trying to sway your picks here, Barry, but you know, just putting that I'm pin in that so you remember.
Yeah, I'm glad, and you've been saying that since you introduced me to her. I mean, you've been
I've never been impressed by someone ever in my life at 19 right. years old than Becca. She's a fantastic right. person.
Yeah. So Friday is, I don't know. Depending, I'm not Kendrick. If it works, I'll go see.
Is that Lil Nappy? Is that gonna be Lil Nappy?
It could be. It's gonna be depend on what happens the rest of the day. I know, and I'm gonna jump around a little bit. I know I want to see 3-6 Mafia. I know.
Whoa, is that the big surprise?
No, I'll get to it. Portugal, I want to see Noah Kahan. You know, that was just such a great interview with him. That'll probably be I'll probably see that entire show. Charlie Crockett, you know, it's a good lineup. I've seen Kingfish. He's a great guitar player. That's maybe not a whole show. That's a walk by. Diesel, got to see Diesel. Depending on, you know, the conflicts. Mm-hmm. But no, it's not. I'm going to go see that one. That's a once in a... How often are you going to be able to say you saw Shaq DJ on the phone?
Also, I just love the idea of Friday during the day just wandering around Cineroo with Shaquille O'Neal. Because you know he's going to, right? You know it's just going to be him wandering around getting everybody's attention, being as tall as...
Yeah, how are you going to pick him out of the crowd?
Right, that's what I was getting ready to say. It'd be like, is that him? I think it's him.
It's going to be him and the water fountain. Like, those are the two things that are going to...
Leaning against that mushroom. Uh-huh. With his elbow up on the mushroom. Yeah.
It'd be using it as a stool.
Is that him? I think that is him. I'm not sure, though. Go ask him if that's him.
Yeah, there's no confusing Shaq and anyone else. All right, but okay.
You know, that's a great point, though. I mean, I don't see him coming and doing his set and leaving. Mm-hmm. I see him hanging out.
Oh, he's going to love everything about it.
I know. That's a great... Yeah, that's almost as much fun as the show idea.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
He has turned into this sort of like Bill Murray sort of caricature, right?
Yeah.
Murray sort of caricature in that he understands the self-parody of all this and sort of embraces it and loves it.
Yep.
We should get him on the show.
I've been trying.
Yeah, I don't even know who to call on that one. I really don't even know where to start.
We couldn't figure out. Everybody keeps kicking it around when I ask. All right, so my surprise.
Is this a Friday surprise or a Saturday surprise?
Yep, Friday. Okay. I was at having beers with our friend Mike Dewar and a guy named Tom Zutot. And for reference for people in Montana and California, you don't know who Mike Dewar is, but if you're lucky, you have a Mike Dewar in your town. He has been booking music 30
and
years
one of the almost. Original members of Camp Nut Butter.
And a founding member of Camp Nut Butter, exactly. But he books our Riverbend Festival along with Chris Cobb. He's booked for half a dozen or more clubs in town. And Tom Zutot discovered Motley Crue and I think Def Leppard. He's worked with Kiss. He's been a big time, R&D guy and a producer.
Also just a great name, Tom Zutot.
Yeah, it's a great name. And he lives in Chattanooga now. He kind of got out of the business because, as he said, I got tired of Axl Rose calling me at 3 in the morning because his Keurig won't make coffee. So he had some family issues that led him to here, and he realized he didn't need that
that's
life
what, By anymore. The way, that's what Barry says about me, Taco. Like, I'm just tired of Brad calling me at 3 with his coffee maker broken.
3 in the morning.
His coffee maker won't. You did ask me to bring toilet paper one time, which... still the low point of your of our relation. I didn't do it, by the way, people out there. I think I said hell no. but anyway, these two guys know their business, and they were talking, and Tom said out of nowhere, he said, I've got this kid that is so good, I'm thinking of getting back into the business. He's that good. He's the only person I've heard that interests me enough. And Mike's like, who is it? And he said, well, he reminds me of Bowie, T-Rex, and a little bit of Gary Glitter, but he's a great guitar player. And Mike, without having to be told, said, Jossie? And Tom's like, yeah, how do you know him? He said, because they're trying to get me to book him, and he's incredible. It's G-Y-A-S-I, but it's pronounced Jossie.
Okay.
He's from West Virginia, where you think of all the glitter rock stars coming from. It's really, really good. Okay. And I love that Bowie era stuff and T-Rex.
Interesting.
And just hearing these two guys go on and on and on about it, I've done some research.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I would have never known how to say that. G-Y-A-S-I, yep. Last line of the Friday poster. And it's pronounced what?
Jossie. Like J-O. It's either J-A-H-S-I or Got J-O-S-S-Y, it. However you want to try
is
to say
Is his name actually Jossie. Josh?
Yep. I think it's
– Okay, this is really going to really hurt his SEO opportunities, because G-Y-A-S-I is the last possible option that I would have came up with to spell Joshy.
I know. Yeah, I know. It's like...
I mean, this is surprising, I'll be honest, because Taco, when he said he had a big surprise, I was putting all my money on Boogie T B2B Dirt Monkey B2B Sub Doctor.
Yeah. I would have picked that, but I wasn't sure how to say all that.
What so is that, by the way?
So you went with the easiest to pronounce, Jossie.
Exactly. Exactly.
Man, when you zig, he zags. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you know, this is all about, picking look, stuff that nobody else has ever heard
some,
of.
At some point, look, you can't know everybody, right?
Right, exactly.
But who is... Boogie T, B2B, Dirt Monkey, B2B, Sub Doctor? Am I missing something? I don't know what any of that is.
Is that three people? Is that one person? What is it?
Oh, I see what that... Okay. B2B is the... Okay.
Back to back?
Got it. All right. That makes more sense.
Yeah, we need to call Parker. Call Parker and find out how to interpret it. What's the noms on this?
Yeah, hashtag nommies. Somebody get us some hashtag nommies. We don't. I don't know.
Forget Parker. Call Reed.
Yeah, Reed knows.
Yeah, call Reed. Yeah. He's the one.
All right. This is that's a packed day for Dad.
Yeah, and Jossie is my don't miss.
Well, that's
going to
be
that
an early day. That's going to be an early afternoon show. So you're going to get out into Center Roo pretty quickly. And then have to come back and maybe nap up, a little nappy, before you get the rest of your day going, huh?
Yeah. Yep. because as you know, Saturday is my
really
big
surprised
day.
I didn't hear. Now that I'm going back, I'm really surprised I didn't hear Fleet Foxes. I'm really surprised you're not a Wolfpack guy. You know, I'm not surprised I didn't hear a Knocked Loose. That's not really up your alley.
Right. I may go just to see the carnage.
And then, of course, you're not going to be, you know, going hand in hand with Lord Taco to Baby Keem to identify if it's a baby or not.
Oh, that's right.
Got to be there for that.
To see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no Sylvanesso.
Oh, I skipped over that one. That was Sylvanesso and Portugal and 3-6.
Okay. Well, you can't get to all of it. Can't see it all.
That's exactly that. I think I meant to say, depending on the conflicts, Charlie Crockett too, I think is I'm interested in.
Well,
that's a big day.
It is a big day because I'm anticipating Saturday is going to be very light for you because you're going to save up all your energy for one show and one show in particular. You want to go to Saturday?
Yep. Yeah, and obviously, so we got to start with my big show, which is My Morning Jacket, which, you know, I think all of us are convinced is going to be a late night, all night type of thing. And I got to build up to that one. That's it. That's huge for me. Korn, yep. Sheryl Crow, if it works.
Now,
Jenny Lewis.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'll let you finish. Yeah.
Yep. Bob Moses, right? Isn't that it's a big recommendation from you, right? I haven't. Am I wrong?
I love Bob Moses. I would almost prefer to go to the late night DJ set of Bob Moses over the actual Bonnaroo show.
Okay. Okay.
They're doing that Plaza show, right? Saturday. I would almost, is it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. They're doing that club set on Saturday.
Oh, right.
I would almost rather go to that. I love the Bob Moses show. I think they're a great band.
See, and this, again, Friday is
very
one of those
vibey.
Where, but depending on how the schedule actually plays out, you know, there's a lot of choices. Devin Gafilian, as we can't say enough, apparently. The Baths, you know, the Ruham guys are obsessed, so I'm curious. I think we're going to have them on the show here, maybe, right? Trying to work
but
that
you
out.
I anticipate both of those shows being earlier in the day, don't you?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and maybe even conflicting. Mm-hmm. But they're definitely on my list. What's the other one? You know, there's really Rainbow Kitten Surprise, want to see. Korn is... besides My Morning Jacket, Korn is probably the for sure. Just because, when do you get to see, you know, Devin? I've seen again.
I want to make one note about the My Morning Jacket show. If there was, and I'm not trying to say anything, you know, telling tales out of school here, but if there was one show that could make its way to a late night spot on the what for the first time ever, that would be the show that I would circle and say it's possible. If there is an opportunity for there to be, for the first time ever, a late, late night show on the what, My Morning Jacket would be a perfect, perfect solution for that.
Wait,
slot.
What do you mean? Like, what do you?
Well,
I mean, Kanye was what started,
well,
didn't start till
but
two
not,
or three,
but
right?
Not, he was supposed to start earlier, you know? He started at two or three because
somewhat.
Because of, I'm saying that normally that late night, they shut down the what after the main headliner, right? After
right,
Odessa,
right.
They would be done. I'm just saying that if right. they were to do a late night show, not on the which, but on the what, the perfect candidate for that would be My Morning Jacket.
I agree. Yeah. The which is almost, well, I don't know. It's interesting to hear because listening to Parker and Jake, you know, they're not as hype about it as I am. So maybe there's not as much interest.
I think it's a generational thing, though. I mean,
sure.
The original. So what My Morning Jacket, you know, their importance to Bonnaroo and the thread to the history of Bonnaroo, they're like one of the few bands we have left that still tie us to the past, that still tie us to the sort of like the tradition that was Bonnaroo in 2003 and 2006. So with all of the hype that's going to be around My Morning Jacket and some of the stuff that they're planning for that week, I think that there's going to be some added oomph to that My Morning Jacket show.
Yeah, there will be, but you know, as you know, in your industry as well, it's a lot about new product, and Jim James kind of took some time off to do some solo stuff. So,
well, you didn't hear this from me, but wink, wink, you might get your wish on that one.
Yeah, yep. But what I was going to say is, you know, the younger, the generational thing might not be as familiar with. As with them as, you know, like obviously I am.
Sure. So yeah, but when, even the generational divide understands that there are certain bands that that are Bonnaroo.
If they don't, they should.
That are Bonnaroo. Yep, and there's, if you want the closest representation to what we all think Bonnaroo is, that My Morning Jacket show is going to be it.
They're the perfect Bonnaroo band. Said that since the beginning.
Okay. Yep. All right. Anything else on Friday? You're going to super jam now that you've seen the lineup?
Yes.
Might have a lot of conflicts this evening, this Saturday night. You know what I'm saying?
I know. Depending on how that works, it probably will conflict.
I mean, because then if you go even further and you look at the Plaza stages, you've got just that night, Bob Moses, Devin Gafili, and Paris Jackson, the Beths, the Moss, and that's all late night, and that's going to be, you know, right there in line with your Korn and My Morning Jacket, and
that's going to be really
a tough night.
That's what I'm saying. This is a packed lineup. I'm not even looking at the Plazas, to be honest, just because there's so much in Centaroo that I want to see, and I know I'm not going to be running back and forth to the Plazas. So if I go to a Plaza, I'm going to go and stay there for quite a while if the lineup works out.
Okay.
So,
all right.
But I think the Centaroo lineup already works out. So makes sense.
All right. Let's wrap up with Sunday.
Sunday, we can start at the top. Got to see Foo Fighters. Got to see it. I've never seen them. We've said before, you know, I think Dave Grohl is as good a representative of rock and roll right now as anybody alive. I'm curious to see what they're going to do closing out a Sunday night. We'd like to think he gets it.
He does.
Which means we like to think, you know, there's going to be some guests and some surprises and all of that.
Another one like Shaq that will love every second of this and probably will probably be, you know, just like Springsteen was, on a golf cart driving around high-fiving everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, he might be serving barbecue to everybody.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He'll be at the crawfish boil that night, I promise you. He'll be at the crawfish boil.
Back to the Bill Murray analogy, you know, with the stories where he walks up behind somebody and taps them on the shoulder and say, your friends will never believe it. And
I think walks away.
I could see him doing that kind
of thing. It's more the Bill Murray story of when he walks by you and says, do you want to pet Bill Murray? That's really the story.
Yeah. Those kind of things. Was that him? I think it was him. Yeah. And then again, there's, you know, so we got to get ready for that. So there's probably a little nappy on my schedule.
Wow.
But Pixies is the other one.
Two shows from Little Nappy. Sure. That's double duty.
Little Nappy is going to be busy. Little Nappy's all over this lineup. I'm not a, you know, Mumford. I was glad I saw him. I'm not a huge fan. If the timing is right, I'll see it. The Pixies are the other one that don't miss.
Can I just stop at Marcus Mumford for a second? Sure. There was not a bigger Witch stage show at the time when they were hitting, and that they were, I mean, right in their wheelhouse, right in the days when they were exploding. I have never seen a bigger crowd at the Witch stage than that Mumford show. That was one of the most massive shows I've ever seen at Bonnaroo in general up until that point. I still remember that show and say to myself, what in the world is going on here? They were so hot and so big at that moment that I don't think I even understood it at the time. But my God, was that show massive.
Yeah, you're right. I just saw somebody on Saturday that I can't believe I didn't mention Swollen Teeth.
You're going just for the name, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm hoping they've written a song called Funeral Teeth. If not, I'm going to suggest it. Okay. But that's funny. Back to Sunday. Franz Fernandez, Ferdinand, excuse me. Go ahead.
Stumble. You know, I don't really bring up it, but the amount of names Barry just gets wrong just Butchers. A little bit. It's just astronomical. You could probably go through, I don't know, every episode and find 5-10 instances of which he gets the name just a little bit wrong.
Just a little wrong.
Except Jossie. He nailed that
nailed one. Nailed that one. Of all the names he gets right.
I know, right?
That's calls funny. You Ross half the time.
I know.
Anyway, I'm going to go see Frank.
Frank Ferdinand. Yeah, got it.
Frank Ferdinand. Frank the Bull. And then Drew, I got to go see Drew Holcomb and support him. Drew puts on our Moon River Festival and has become a friend over the years. So I'll go see that. And Sammy Ray, who was at Moon River, that's the one, right, Russ, that you were seeing that got rained out?
Yeah, that's the exact show I was watching when they called the festival off.
So I feel some sort of connection there. But other than that, Hippocampus, Peach Pit, and again, Humphreys I've seen. We had him on the show. But mostly, again, Sunday is kind of like, let's go find what we can find on maybe some of these small stages and get ready for the big nighttime stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, but going back to our plaza conversation, you don't foresee going out to the plazas at any point for, you know, our Hog Slop string band or, you know, one of the 15 DJ Mel slots.
See, it really depends on how, how everything lays out.
I want to go see a band called the Funk Hunters just because of their name.
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of that. There's plenty to do and see. It's overwhelming.
Okay.
Quite honestly, but I just know having done it enough.
Okay.
I'd like to.
Okay. All right. Are you going to go to the Tuesday night DJ Mel set?
No.
Okay.
I probably won't go Tuesday. Okay. It's too long a week to go. I can't. God bless all the people that are going to go from Tuesday to Monday.
Yeah.
I just can't even fathom it.
Well,
Taco.
Well, Taco's able to live in his vehicle, so it's a little bit easier.
Half of him's been in the Walmart parking lot.
True. Yeah, he'll be there, won't he?
All right. I won't. But
that's it.
So what is the one, if you were to worry about one band being in conflict with another, what do you think it would be?
My Morning Jacket won't matter. I don't care who's opposite.
Even if it's Korn.
No, it won't matter.
All right.
But I could probably see the full Korn set and still see another 2 hours of My Morning Jacket, but no. probably Devin and the Beth.
Really?
Maybe.
That would be your biggest conflict. Maybe. Okay.
Maybe. Right. Or somebody against the Pixies, but I don't know who.
Up against the Pixies is going to be something like Revivalists, you know, or Hippocampus.
Yeah. Yeah, it won't. So it won't. I don't know that I'm too worried about that.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah.
Wait until the schedule comes out, every band you want to see is all at the exact same time.
I know it. Well, yeah. I take it back. I take it back. Diesel and Jossie. That would be a.
Well,
Jossie's
not playing late night. That's an early afternoon thing. In fact, let's look at the Who stage, and he may even be on. He is not. Okay. But that's going to be an early afternoon show. I don't think you have anything to worry about specifically.
That. Yeah. None of the names on the Who stage are familiar.
That's why it's the Who stage.
Yeah, that's exactly
well,
right.
Well, and that's where I want to go. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes we get those bands through here. And that's part of, as of right now, that's okay. Something I'm interested
Taco,
in is going over
Taco,
there.
Taco, you nailed it. Find. I'm so stupid. So if you look at the After Hour lineup, it's Boogie T, Dirt Monkey, and Sub Docta. And B2B is back to back. I'm so dumb.
Back to back.
Yeah. Okay. So now that I see it written in the After Hour lineup, now it makes more sense. But at the time when I'm just reading it off, I'm like, what in the world are these letters?
See?
Yeah, we need B2B. I can't wait to see B2B.
Is that like a Backstreet Boy cover band?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. See, that's why we need Parker on here once a week.
Yeah.
Handling these noms.
Yeah,
you
need those nommies. All right.
The old guy's trying to figure it out.
Barry, that's you're biting off a lot. I worry a little bit about this. I don't.
You're right to worry, but like I said, little Nappy's going to be busy.
And if you know, the camping situation is sort of like what it was last year, man, Taco, you're going to be busy oiling up Barry.
Yes.
You're
gonna
be really busy.
I get the oil can ready.
Greasing up Dad.
Greasing up Dad.
all right.
That was never mind. Too hard to explain.
Well,
that's funny.
All right. Well,
all right. So that's me.
So your can't miss is My Morning Jacket. Who's your can't miss B?
Jossie. Jossie. Okay. Jossie.
Got it. Okay. For some reason, I kept saying Jossie.
And Diesel.
Barry's rubbing off on me. that is an odd top three though. Sorry, that's an odd top three. My Morning Jacket,
yes,
Jossie, and Shaq.
Yep. Well, when are you gonna get to see Shaq?
I know, that's a good point.
Ever.
And it's a good point.
Yeah. I know.
All right. Well, next week let's dive into Bonnaroo first timers, hopefully, and give some of our tips for those who have never been to Bonnaroo before, or maybe want a refresher on tips of the trade and maybe some ideas that you may not have thought of. You want to do that next week because we might have a Bonnaroo first timer as a guest. So we'll do that. And then after that, we'll get into Taco's picks, and then it'll be, you know, big grand guest time, the big white whale.
Yep.
Shortly after that.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Barry's picks this week on the What Podcast. Do you want to make a playlist? Do you want to make a Spotify playlist and try and share it with everyone?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll share it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We'll drop the link.
Right. Drop that linkage. All right, guys. So What Podcast. We'll talk to you next week. Love you. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.